Welcome again to A Cup of English. Today is Wednesday, the 29th of October, 2008, and the title of this podcast is The Upcoming Elections. My name is Anna, I'm English, and I live in the northwest of the United States. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, I will be bringing you a little English to wake up your language learning skills. The Upcoming Elections. Advanced. With the upcoming elections just around the corner, the United States is abuzz with discussions, arguments, accusations, and predictions. I think that it is actually a good thing. Whenever people get together and air their opinions in a civilized manner, a lot can be accomplished. Many people I have found, particularly in rural areas, do not talk regularly about politics or critique political agendas. Perhaps they are too caught up in personal affairs to give the news and the issues the time. Following national political events takes time, and so it seems to follow that if people are too busy, they will generally be uninformed. That is precisely why I say that the political buzz is a good thing. Unfortunately, the candidates, John McCain and Barack Obama, have not exactly been the examples of civility and good manners towards each other. One would hope that they could demonstrate to the country how to politely disagree and perhaps even find common ground. Is that idealism? Pie in the sky? I hope not. I would have thought that with the whole world watching, the candidates would show the greatest dignity and spend more time talking about the issues rather than pointing a negative finger at each other. What do you think? Beginners. It is election time again. It happens every 4 years. Two or three people decide that they would like to be president. Then the race starts. How is it in your country? Do you have regular elections? Which political party do you support? There are always lots of decisions to be made. I am excited that I can vote. I am glad that what I think can add to the country's destiny. In England, where I come from, we have a similar election process, but we do not have a presidential race. We simply vote for the political party that we prefer. Then, the winning party decides who is the best person to be Prime Minister. I wonder if a perfect system will be made one day. Well, that's all for today. I hope you found this podcast useful. To download the text and grammar notes, please go to acupofenglish.libsyn.com or click on the small I in the description column in iTunes. If you'd like to send me a message, feel free to write to acupofenglish@live.com. Goodbye for now.